When she combined the two offices in July, Governor Mary Fallon said strong energy policy is strong environmental policy, but environmentalists criticized the merger, and Oklahoma's oil lobby questioned the man picked for the new post, Colonel Michael Teague. He is the former head of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Tulsa District. I asked Teague some questions after his first week on the new job. You know, energy and environments are rooting for policies that don't always mesh well together. When we're combining these two offices, it seems like it's going to be the potential for it to do nothing.
It's very difficult to talk about any issue that involves one industry, whether it be environmental or energy, that does not also involve the other counterpart. It's both. I mean, there is so much overlap between the two.
You know, almost immediately after you being appointed, the state's biggest oil and gas lobby, the OIPA, expressed some concern and some pretty sharp criticism that you weren't experienced enough in oil and gas.
Yeah, had a chance to talk to those guys. That was second day in the job, went to Tulsa, went to the Wildcatter luncheon. Are there things that I need to learn? Absolutely. You know, there's things I need to learn on the environmental side.
First week on the job and you've met with some energy people and not some environment people. Does that reflect a priority here or does that just reflect a schedule or...
No, I think it does reflect the governor's priorities. I mean, she was pretty clear in the press release where she announced our appointment that, you know, one of the very first things I needed to do was to get out to meet some of the energy people because, you know, I've not worked with them in the past.
What's the state's biggest energy priority? What's Governor Fallon indicated to you is...
Her focus is definitely on jobs, continued development, workforce development.
Wanting to encourage energy jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, encourage... You know, the growth of the workforce, but also the technical development of the workforce.
You know, an environmentalist, environmental group would say, look, a lot of things are done for energy in the name of job creation. How do you reconcile that with other concerns that some of these companies' activities need to be monitored, need to be controlled, need to be...
I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it's environmentalist versus the energy industry, because that's not fair. They are looking for the sweet spot of solutions to hard problems.
What are the biggest challenges right now facing the environment in Oklahoma?
I would say certainly water. Water both from a quantity and from a quality standpoint.
As the Tulsa District Commander of the Army Corps of Engineers, which oversees water storage at many lakes, Teague had a central role in one of Oklahoma's largest water wars, the fight between the state, Oklahoma City, and the Choctaw and Chickasaw tribes over the rights to water in Sardis Lake. That fight has stalled in federal court. Where are we at with that, and what's your role going to be in that going forward?
Right now, those negotiations are really managed out of the governor's office, and she's got a special counsel that's that has the lead on those. My background, my previous assignment certainly brings some technical pieces. I also have relationships with folks on both sides of the issue, so if I can be of use, hopefully that they'll figure out the right place to plug me in. And
do you believe in climate change?
I think we play a role in our environment every single day. You know, does that mean that climate change and global warming? I don't know.
That's Oklahoma's new Secretary of Energy and Environment, Michael Teague. More questions and answers and the rest of our interview are available online. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.